Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
It seems we have an endless appetite for daydreaming about getting a new home, or at least improving our current one, judging by the number of renovation and house moving shows on the television. There's The Block, Escape to the Country, and now a new series of grand designs. Mark Hadley, a very philosophical TV reviewer, has been pondering deeply about this, and he's here to tell us what the plethora of Me and My House shows says about the state of the human condition. This is very deep. Hi, Mark. Yeah,
that's what I do, man. I watch television and philosophize.
What a watcher. That's what you call it.
Yeah.
So for those who aren't addicted to the reno shows, give us a quick rundown of what is on the box.
Well, mate, yeah. Look, there are
quite a few.
Absolutely. Well, I was going to use the word plague. That's probably not the not the right term. Look, there's a plethora. Yes. Of design shows on the moment. There's Grand Designs, you mentioned. There's another British one out there at the moment, 60 Minute Makeover. Grand Designs, I think most people know that one. That's a sort of Kevin MacLeod wandering around looking at these fantastic projects that are being built. It's the sort of the rich end of the market. You know, I've got $200 million to spend on a home and I want to build something fantastic.
You're funny.
And so, yeah, they do, yeah. And then 60 Minute Makeover is probably the opposite end of the pool. Can you imagine, by the way, just two truckloads of people coming around your house and say, we'll transform it in 1 hour?
Yeah. Where have you come from?
More than that.
If only it was that simple.
Will they stay once they've finished and clean up?
Yeah,
anyway, but you've got other ones like Escape to the Country. I don't know if many people know of Escape to the Country. It's an ABC show.
Not seen that.
It's really good because it's like for those people who don't want all the bother of building the fantastic home. They just want to go and buy one instead, you know. So they take all their city money and escape to the country and try and turn it into something even better.
Don't think they're talking about either of us.
No, I don't think I haven't got any city money to speak of, but the sort of class of people who've been living in that, you know, period piece in London somewhere and finally want somewhere to put the Shetland ponies.
Oh yes, I know it well.
And so, well, I mean, Australia's not immune, so we've got The Block going on at the moment. Now, we've had 4 weeks of The Block on Channel 9, and Scott Cam's been overseeing first eight couples and now down to four, who are renovating four sort of rundown cottages into sort of elite little getaway type places.
Okay.
And they're going to be sort of, you know, flash modern retreats when they're done, but there's four more weeks to go, and every time one of the couples does the best room, they get a bit more into their budget to spend on the next room. Okay. So there's this competition. And then you've got Top Designs actually kicked off tonight. Top Designs, Jamie Drury's American success,
yes,
which has been redone for the Australian market, and that's basically taking couples in a sort of competing fashion to come up with a great design for all sorts of things, like a rooftop garden or something like that. Not their own place.
As you do.
Yeah, as you do. I need a rooftop garden now, I think of it. For that matter, I probably need a flat
on your
roof.
Mezzanine.
Yes. And then what is actually kicking off tonight is Channel 10's The Renovators. Okay. And so this is basically The Renovators is like taking MasterChef and instead of taking them to see restaurants and great sort of, you know, chefs, they take them to great designers and builders and things like that, and then they've got to go off. And this week your challenge is to come up with an ensuite for seven people or something like
that.
You know?
There's no end to them.
There isn't.
They're very entertaining, but they do play on a bit of lots of self-indulgence, fair bit of pressure on us as well. Hard to feel satisfied with what we've got. I know that's how I feel.
Look, I think there's this twin sort of pull, because on the one hand, we've got this really, you know, fascination with the human soul with beauty. So you see something, yeah, and architecture speaks to the soul. There's no doubt that human beings react according to the places that they're in. And you know this. If you sit into an office where your cubicle happens to be the one that faces a concrete wall or something like, yeah, that, with your back to the door, you just don't feel happy working in that environment. And yet, strangely, environments can also be something of an obsessive thing. I guess on the one hand, beauty, for me, comes from God. And on the other hand, when you actually sort of make it the object, it becomes a pretty flat and empty thing fairly quickly.
Yeah.
So all this self-indulgence does end up in a whole lot of household bling, and you wonder, in the end, who's going to clean those Italian tiles, you know?
And Kevin MacLeod, what's he say?
Well, Kevin MacLeod, the host of the Grand Designs program, he has a positive spin on it, because he does say something quite obvious, that, you know, when people go out and push the boundaries in these programs, the rest of us look on over their shoulders and we discover, you know, new things, and renovations bring on innovation. And so, you know, we can, yes, all share a bit in that. But I think that the real sort of spiritual thing to come out of these programs is the way that it's turning us not out, but in. You know, if you look at the, you know, the classic Australian home designs now, you find large entertainment areas and very little backyards. Yep, you find 10-foot right. fences and, you know, nice sort of home security and 10-foot television screens. You know, you've got...
So someone comes and rings your doorbell and you say, who's that?
Well, if you can hear them because you're in your other wing.
Yeah, that's right.
But it, yes. There is a certain sort of sense in which our home design programs are making us repeat an experiment which is at least 2,500 years old. I don't, most, you know, maybe many of the sort of people listening have heard of a fellow called King Solomon. He was basically supposed to be the wisest guy who ever lived. Mm. And, you know, he sat down once and he decided what he was going to do was just test how wise he was. And so he took all of the money that he had, and he was the richest man in the world at that yes. time, and decided that he was going to test himself with luxury in building projects. And after a few years of doing that, he just basically said, you know, it's pretty empty. And I think people forget this. You know, but I was reminded not by King Solomon, but by a 15-year-old mate of mine. Here's me confessing on radio. I was standing in a park, and you know, one of those sort of like Watershore parks, looking up at those great homes that you can sometimes have in Sydney. Yeah. And I was looking at one of those homes, and I said to my mate, I said, "Look at that place. It's." And he said, "Yeah, think of the painting." And I just thought, you're right, because it doesn't matter how much you spend on these things, they've got to be maintained.
Yeah.
You know, the world's falling away, and sometimes we should remember that.
It's also very much so highlighting our obsession more and more so with privacy.
Yeah, you know,
locking ourselves away.
We don't really have a strong sense of community. And again, we were talking about how architecture shapes us and shapes the way we feel. If it turns us in on ourselves, we're less likely to want to know our neighbours. It's harder because, you know, they've got the same 10-foot fence as we have.
Yeah.
You know, and that can be a really difficult thing.
Having said all that, any of these shows you'd recommend more than others?
Yeah, there is one. I would basically say, have a look at Grand Designs. Now, I know I've just dug myself into a hole because I've said, look, that's the really indulgent one. But I'll tell you about a conversation I had with my mum. You know, and now there's a wise person, great television reviewer.
Too right.
My mum said to me...
Hello, Mrs. Hattie.
Yeah. G'day, mum. But anyway... we were looking at these houses and, you know, we come from fairly sort of, you know, I don't know, we're South Coast, sort of fairly, you know, normal roots. So don't feel like I'm living in a mansion or anything. And I said to my mum, do you ever like, you know, you look at these fantastic homes, she likes the program, and you ever feel like, you know, you'd really like one of those places or be good at that? And she says, oh, I look at those and I think heaven better.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was at the Astro Awards last Thursday, and Grand Designs featured very prominently.
Yeah.
Actually.
Well, it is one of those ones where you can say to yourself, here's the best that humanity can manage,
yeah.
and God is certainly a cut above that.
Mark Hadley, always great to talk. Thank you so much for your expertise and insight.
Well, I'll go back to the box.
Good on you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.